This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in North Korea on Wednesday for his first visit in 24 years, vowing to deepen trade and security ties with the reclusive nuclear-armed state and to support it against the United States. Putin was greeted by North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un at a welcoming ceremony at an airport in Pyongyang, and the pair embraced and shook hands. Russian state media said Putin's plane touched down in Pyongyang around 2:45 a.m. after a stopover in Russia's Far East. A top American diplomat on Tuesday said the United States is trying to avert a greater war along the border between Israel and Lebanon. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. envoy Amos Hochstein was in Beirut following an escalation in cross-border fire between Israeli forces and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Hochstein said he had been dispatched to Lebanon immediately following a brief trip to Israel because the situation was, quote, serious. Last week, the group fired the largest volley of rockets and drones in the last 8 months after an Israeli strike killed a high-ranking militant commander. Hochstein has something of a track record in the region. In 2022, he helped negotiate the first-ever Israel-Lebanese accord on a maritime boundary between the two countries. But Hezbollah says it will not halt attacks on Israel unless there is a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. President Joe Biden attempted a political high-wire act on Tuesday by announcing a citizenship pathway for 500,000 immigrants married to U.S. nationals in a counterweight to his recent crackdown on illegal border crossers. The Biden administration has been struggling to address immigration, a hugely divisive issue for many Americans, ahead of November's presidential election.